Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Sean McVay, the coach of the Los Angeles Rams, was recently asked what approach he was taking to preparing his team for the Super Bowl. He responded that his emphasis was on trying to make sure that his players keep the main thing the main thing. By that, he meant keeping the players focused on the game rather than all the distractions that come with the game. That same advice about keeping the main thing, is also sometimes heard in business and in other areas. And in today's gospel reading, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ, in his ministry on this earth, was also careful to keep the main thing, the main thing. So, what was the main thing in Jesus' ministry? Well, let's look to our gospel reading, hear what Jesus says, and learn from him what he considered the main thing, the central thing in his ministry. Our reading begins with Jesus in the town of Capernaum, where he encounters a man who is possessed by a demon. Now, sometimes people are far too quick to attribute medical problems or addictions or a variety of other troubling but common explainable problems to demon possession. And we need to be careful not to do that. But we also need to remember that the Bible does teach the reality of demon possession as a true spiritual affliction that a number of people have suffered. Beyond what we see in this life, there is also an unseen spiritual dimension to reality, and within that spiritual realm, there is both good and evil. The spiritual forces of evil ordinarily work in more subtle ways of trying to draw us away from God by leading us into temptation, but at times they certainly have also used such measures as bodily possession. And Luke makes clear for us that what Jesus encountered that day in Capernaum was indeed a genuine case of demon possession. The demon who was possessing the man clearly knew the true identity of Jesus, and also, therefore, clearly feared Jesus and his divine power. As he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus simply commanded the demon, "Be silent and come out of him." And by the power of Jesus' word, the man who had been possessed was now completely set free from that affliction. And the people were amazed by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ and his word. What Jesus graciously did for that man in Capernaum that day was a remarkable demonstration of Jesus' compassion, of his goodness, and of his divine power and authority. And we're told by Luke that the news of what Jesus had done spread throughout the surrounding area. So then, was that part of Jesus' work, his miraculous personal engagement against the spiritual forces of evil in this world, and the great victories that he won over them as he cast demons out and set captives free, was that the main thing in Jesus' ministry? No. It was indeed a great and gracious part of Jesus' ministry. But as great as it was, as we'll soon hear from Jesus, it was not the main thing. So, what other aspects of Jesus' ministry do we see in our gospel reading? What else do we see that might have been the main thing that Jesus was focused on in his ministry on this earth? Well, continuing on in our reading, after liberating the man from demon possession, Jesus then went to the home of his disciple Simon, also known as Simon Peter, or Peter, whose home was also in Capernaum. Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and Jesus was asked to help her. He gladly did, and at Jesus' word, the fever immediately left her, and her health was fully restored. Now, in some ways, this was very similar to what Jesus had done earlier that day for the man, as in both cases, Jesus used his divine power to give healing and release to someone who had been suffering real affliction. And in both cases, he did it simply by the power of his spoken word. In some other ways, though, the healing of Simon's mother-in-law might initially seem to be actually less astounding, because the condition that was healed in this case, the fever, is so much more common to us, and you could say even seems ordinary to us. But on further reflection, isn't that part of what actually makes that miracle so great? In Jesus' healing of Simon's mother-in-law, we see Jesus showing that he cares about the more common things. Some might even say the ordinary things, the common or ordinary problems that we all experience. He cares about things like a fever. We see in some of his other miracles that Jesus cares about things like hunger or being frightened in a storm. He cares about all the day-to-day troubles that affect all of us. And in this way, we clearly see Jesus' love for all of us, and that it extends also to the seemingly smaller things in our daily lives. As we see here, that nothing that hurts us is a small thing to Jesus. So then, since here we do see the kind of compassion that Jesus has, not just for those suffering from extraordinary afflictions, but the kind of compassion that he has for each one of us, young or old, rich or poor, no matter who we are, was this kind of act of mercy what lay at the very heart of Jesus' ministry? Was this perhaps the main thing that he was focused on? No. These kinds of healings are some of the most remembered events in Jesus' life, and in them we do have a remarkable picture of Jesus' selfless, active, giving love for all people. But according to Jesus, as great as this was, and as much of a difference it made for people, this again was not the main thing that he was focused on in his ministry. So what then did Jesus identify as the main thing? Turning once more to today's gospel reading, Luke writes that after his healing of the demon-possessed man and Simon's mother-in-law, Jesus then also healed many others that same day. And then Luke writes, "And when it was the day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, 'I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose.'" And here Jesus identifies for us the main thing that his ministry on this earth was all about: preaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, preaching the gospel. That, Jesus said, was why he was sent. In other words, the main thing was not the miracles. It was the message. The message of God's grace, the message of our salvation. The message of a God who forgives sins, of a Father who welcomes prodigal sons and daughters with open arms. The message of a king who came to his people not to be served by them, but to serve them, and to then give his very life as a ransom for them. The good news of a shepherd who would lay down his own life to save the sheep. The good news that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. That was the main thing. So why did Jesus see that as the main thing? It was the main thing for him because it is the main thing for us. It is the main thing that we need. Jesus' miracles were great and gracious things, and they made a tremendous difference for the people who were touched by those miracles. But even those great miracles could not satisfy our greatest needs. We have a need to be rescued from the spiritual forces of darkness, not just for a time, but for eternity. And we need to be healed of a sickness that is far greater than any of our physical ailments, the sickness of the soul known as sin, which has far greater consequences than a fever or any other physical condition. And so Jesus came to give us the greater liberation and the greater healing that we most need. And they are found, the liberation and healing are found in the gospel that he proclaimed. The gospel that announces and delivers freedom for captives. The gospel that announces and delivers full forgiveness for every one of our sins. The gospel that lifts us up from the spiritual death of sin and that bestows on us the free and priceless gift of everlasting life. Those are the main things that we need. Those are things that we in our sin could never attain on our own. And those are the things that Jesus came to freely give us in his word and in himself. So throughout his ministry, the work of preaching the good news was Jesus' primary focus as he kept the main thing the main thing. And when we listen closely to that message that he was delivering, the message that Jesus dedicated his life to, what we find is that that message was consistently pointing ahead to what we can say was the ultimate main thing that his whole earthly ministry was leading up to, the salvation that he would accomplish for us on the cross. The main thing in Jesus' life was announcing the good news of what he would accomplish for us in his death. For Jesus not only spoke to us about a good shepherd who would lay down his life for the sheep, he himself was that good shepherd who then did lay his down his life for us, his sheep. And so what does all of this mean then for us today? Well, if the main thing that Jesus came to do was to save us and announce to us the good news of our salvation, if that was the one thing that mattered most of all to him, then should anything at all matter more to us? We have each been given many blessings in this life, and we also each have many responsibilities in this life. But none of those things should be more important to us than the gospel, the good news, that Jesus dedicated his life to and gave his life for. Nothing is more vital for us or for our loved ones. No treasure in this world is more valuable. And so nothing should take its place in our hearts as the main thing in our lives, in our homes, and in our life together in this church, the body of Christ. Jesus has taught us what the main thing is that we need. May our ears and our hearts be open to his word, to learn from him, to keep that main thing, the main thing in our hearts and among us. We don't know yet who will win the Super Bowl today, of course, I have my hopes, which I understand might be different from some of your hopes. But I would say that whichever players stayed most focused on the task at hand, and in that sense kept the main thing the main thing, those players will probably have the best chance of helping their team win. But much more importantly, we do know that all who see the gospel of Jesus Christ as the main thing for them, and who trust in that good news for their salvation, all of them will, in the end, find that they are victorious, because Jesus Christ has already won the victory for them, and he freely shares his victory with them, with us. And that is the main thing that we all need to know. In the saving name of Jesus, amen. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.